This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some other people love talking about what's going on as well, and they're pretty good at it, actually. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, all of us here to pay tribute to the work done by Talkers Magazine in this hour of the program every week. I spend the hour going through the stories, some of our takes on the stories and their relativity, if you will. People who are in the news and being discussed a lot on the news talk, traditional news talk radio stations. This is not traditionally a news talk radio program, but because these folks are all seasoned conversationalists from many different stripes, it makes good sense for me to bring up the issues and you debate them or hear them discussed to see what it is that you may be thinking. You can follow us Twitter at DJV Show or Facebook.com/DJV Show as we count up from number 10 to number 1 with comments. Everybody jump in as you want to. The sports talk radio stuff is usually what comes in at number 10. No surprise there. The only thing that is of interest, I think, this week that's related is the NBA saying that if you are a player and you expect to get a paycheck from one of our teams, you better not be kneeling during the playing of the national anthem.
So much better than the NFL, which just embraces, in my estimation, the wrong message. I mean, Dallas.
Why?
Well, because the Cowboys wanted to put a patch, just a patch, on their jersey.
No, that isn't what I meant. Sorry, I asked you the wrong question at the wrong time. I asked you the right question at the wrong time. Why do you think the NFL is allowing its players to do, or turning a blind eye, whatever you want to call it, allowing the players like Copernicus to protest?
Or Colin Kaepernick.
And the NBA says, no, there's none of it in baseball. It'd be hard to kneel on the ice if you're a hockey player. So why football?
That's a great question. I don't know why. I know that obviously it's got to be something driven by the people running the NFL, right? So
I don't know. I don't have an answer. I'm just asking you a question because I think it's worth reflecting on.
I mean, if you look at their history in the NFL, though, especially in the last couple of years, this type of stuff, these type of protests are embraced. And if you look at Major League Baseball, for instance, they're not doing it. The NBA now saying they're not going to issue paychecks. I mean, this is kind of what you want from the leadership of, you know, one of the most popular sports in the country.
Is this due to the aggressive nature of football, and this kneeling thing aggressive?
It's due to it being one of the biggest companies in the world and them being afraid to rule their employees. It's bad leadership.
Yeah. I think a more interesting question to ask is, why is the NBA the only league that thought to write this as a rule? This has been a rule in the NBA forever. This is not something that's new as a reaction. So what was going on in the NBA's leadership that they felt they needed to write this in as a rule?
They probably needed to reiterate to their players. I mean, obviously, we have to look at the obvious here. The NBA and the NFL have more African-American players than the NHL or Major League Baseball, I would venture to guess.
Well, that's the question.
But why would they assume, but whenever this rule was written, why would they just assume that they needed to do this because their players may have more African-American players who, I mean, were they anticipating that they wouldn't want? Is this something that came from the 60s and this was an issue back then during the civil rights movement? It seems like there must be some sort of historical aspect to this, to the NBA being the only league with the rule.
I remember when David Stern took over. He took over amidst some, there were some things going on, and he came in and kind of cleaned it up. And I'm not sure whether this was part of that or not.
Mm-hmm. And when was that? Do you remember?
He took over, not David Stern, Adam Silver took over for David Stern.
Stern was a 10 year
in 2014.
Stern was not popular
Well, you know what it was? It was the, not the Lakers, Golden State Warriors. Remember that whole mess with the racist owner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was the Clippers.
Yeah, the Clippers. That's right. The Clippers.
Perfect. All right. Next item here, the Emmy Awards. Don't know what there is to say about that other than the ratings.
What a big story this week.
Been for a long time, yeah. Some people think Jimmy Kimmel did a good job. Some people didn't like the piano. It looked to me like they were bending over backwards to accomplish what the Oscars did not accomplish earlier this year. It just looked like that to me. Whether that is a racist comment in and of itself, I don't know, but I'm an observer, as you are observers. You observe and you think what you want.
Or maybe it looked the way it should have looked at the Oscars, where there was diversity and people were winning who deserved to win.
I think that's a very subjective point of view. I don't know that you who deserves to win. I think it's clear that the Oscars have old white people doing all the voting, and did that skew the results? Of course, it skewed the results. But to say that just because it's back to this, just because your color is black,
right. Let's just start judging people on their merits. But that's what I'm saying. There were no black nominations. It wasn't about who didn't win.
Was that because there were no good roles portrayed? Some people would say that, and how do you... disagree with that point of view, but that's what a lot of old white people said was their point of view.
Aside from the race message of the Emmys and the Oscars and all of that storyline that kind of goes on behind the scenes or in the industry, I think the biggest piece to take away is kind of the failure of the traditional broadcast networks. I mean, if you look at the stuff that won, all cable. All the stuff that's being nominated now is on the non-traditional streaming networks. I think that's the big story, is that we're witnessing history here. We're witnessing a shift away from watching ABC, CBS, and NBC, and instead watching stuff on streaming devices, watching stuff on cable. I mean, that's a really big deal. It used to be the total opposite, that all the big, great TV shows were on the big major networks, and now it's all cable.
It's true. It was HBO had the most Emmy wins, and FX had the second most.
The People versus O.J. Simpson was huge.
Yep. Yeah.
And I don't get the Game of Thrones. That's the most violent, vulgar, horrible
show. I can't
watch
that show.
It is awful. And yet
I just find it gross.
Oh, it is gross.
It is.
All right, so let's keep moving here. 13 and change past the hour. Speaking of moving, you'll be moving a lot better if you double the amount of nitric oxide in your system. There's a 99% boost in nitric oxide production when you use Super Beats. Nitric oxide is what opens up your arteries, keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, gets blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all the organs, every part of your body. This is a very important thing for a long life and for a healthy life, because the blood, as you know, supplies all the nutrients, everything that you need gets to your systems using the blood. So you need to get the blood out there, and the results using nitric oxide that's in Superbeats is astoundingly good. And by the way, all the doctors that are associated with this program say the same thing about Superbeats. Take it. Use it. It's guaranteed to work or your money back. So if you're feeling sluggish like in the middle of the afternoon, what happens with Victoria and Jennifer and Richie and me? Put a teaspoon of Super Beats into a glass of water, or maybe into your smoothie, whatever it is. I do it with my smoothie, and drink it and feel the difference. It does literally go right through you. So if you're ready to try your own Super Beats superfood, you call 800-655-4183. Give Super Beats a try. Call 800-655-4183. This will become your new favorite nutrition. You'll share the secret with your friends. Great nutrition, better circulation, a healthier heart, more energy, more stamina. Live your life to the fullest. Call 800-655-4183. You can't argue with success. And these people have been hugely successful in the last 2 or 3 years. So in order to prove the point, call 800-655-4183. 855-4183. Order a regular 3-month supply and you get a 30-day supply free. That comes with your first order, backed up by that money-back guarantee. Receive the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Whole thing wrapped together is a fabulous package of life and health. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com.
Get to Kohl's now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid 9/15 through 9/25 in-store and online. Some exclusions apply. See storekohl.com for details.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Hey, it's a Butterfinger peanut butter cup.
Yeah, kind of a square though, right?
Sure, square on the outside, but bold on the inside, thanks to smooth peanut butter with crispity, crunchity bits of Butterfinger.
Ah, it's so bold, it defies physics by being smooth and crunchy.
So bold, it started a peanut butter cup revolution.
So bold, it broke the internet with a pick of its cup.
So bold,
can we just eat one?
That's bold.
Smooth and crunchy Butterfinger peanut butter cups. Bolder than bold.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators end of quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus special financing. The end of quarter clearance sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn going through the stories for your review. Number 8 on the list this week is the divorce of Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and what all that has amounted to. I'm not going to put words in my colleague's mouth, but the FBI being involved in this sounds like somebody has dropped something somewhere that ought not to be dropped. I don't get
the FBI. Well, I think it happened on a plane.
So what?
Yeah, so that's the jurisdiction.
So why? Why do they have jurisdiction over a family matter, no matter where it takes place?
It was also a private plane. Yeah. I would think shouldn't.
It is not my business. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is supposed to represent me in getting the bad guys. What the hell are they doing with Brad Pitt on a plane?
Well, I mean, LAPD turned it over to the FBI because it was supposed to be a federal matter if it happens in the air.
Because airports are federal space.
Why? Right. Why are they? Okay, fine. So then you put the FAA.
I don't make the rules.
Who does make the rules? That's the question. Why is there a rule that says the FBI can get themselves involved? I'm paying some investigator to find out why Brad Pitt is an a-hole.
Okay.
I don't need
yoga
to.
Breathing. Let's tell the story because I think this is the biggest part of the this is the biggest part this week is that if you missed it, Brad Pitt apparently got hammered on an airplane with Angelina Jolie and the kids.
With his kids.
And then he started getting abusive with the kids, and that was right before Angelina had filed for divorce. So I don't know. Maybe alcohol's an issue. I'm guessing
he knew she was going to file, and that's why he did this. Mm-hmm. That would be not the right motivation, but...
Oh, you think this was a reaction?
I think he knew what was going on.
It's a choice to go after the kids.
Of course it is. The guy's an immature jerk. And overexposed, whatever. All of the things you can say that are negative about him. But what business is it of the FBI's? I see no jurisdiction. And if they have jurisdiction, how do they get it? Who's responsible for that outrage? Because I'd rather have the FBI. What do you want, the FBI chasing Brad Pitt or the Daesh terrorists? What do you want? Make a choice.
I say take Brad Pitt down.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's funny to get to.
Take him out.
Yeah. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's 23 and change after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden discussing the top stories of the week. We'll get to the people on the list as well, the week of September 19th to the 23rd. Let's see, we've reviewed the sports talk radio stuff, the Emmys, the divorce, and now our refugee policy. The president said this week he wanted to have Congress approve another 25,000 refugees coming to our country. The Congress doesn't seem to be too excited about that, so he's trying to find a way to do it through an executive order. And that leaves us with the question of why do we need to help more people? We have 67,000 coming into this country, I believe, at the moment. That's the number, more than anybody else, except the Germans. And you see
and
what's
see
going
what,
on in Germany.
Yeah, you see how that's going.
Yeah, that's crazy.
This is so delusional to me that after we see a terror attack happen in New York City, and you see the attempted terror plots in New Jersey that have unfolded, and we know that lone wolves are in this country, we know that people know how to kind of game the system to get in and out, to train if they're naturalized citizens or to get in. It amazes me that President Obama would want to cap out. He wants to cap out the refugees that he takes in at 110,000 new people. That is so ridiculous, especially when you consider, and I'm talking about from a humanitarian standpoint now, forget the safety issues that it imposes, but from a humanitarian effort, under UN regulations, you're supposed to resettle refugees as close to their homeland as possible.
Right.
America is not that. Saudi Arabia has empty tents that are just waiting to be filled with refugees, but they won't take them in. Wouldn't it be better, and wouldn't it be more humane to settle people in a country where at least they kind of understand the traditions, they kind of understand
the language.
There are not all these barriers. You're not throwing them in the middle of Manhattan somewhere. And
or North Dakota.
Why are we not sitting on the doorstep of Saudi Arabia saying, take these people in, even if we have to throw out some cash, let's get somebody else to take them in.
We're going to throw the Saudis some cash? I don't think so.
But look, from a safety perspective and from a security perspective, I would rather, if the United States feels like we have to be involved somehow, I would rather us pay for something over there to get Saudi Arabia to take them in. Obviously, it would be better if you just sit on their doorstep and pressure them to do it, but that hasn't been working.
But, you know, you make a good point, though, because let's say something catastrophic happened in the United States. Wouldn't we all feel better if we went to Canada? Because we speak the language, they're similar to Americans in that sense. Well, we would feel a lot better going to Canada than if we were shipped over to somewhere in the Middle East.
You know,
it makes sense.
We can't can't just pretend. I mean, we've kind of gotten into this globalist mentality because President Obama is a globalist, and we've gotten into this mentality that everybody is the same everywhere. Well, that's not the case. Everybody is not the same everywhere. We have different languages. We have different traditions. We have different laws. And believe me when I tell you, the stuff that's going on over there, we don't think it's okay in the United States. It's really hard to mesh those cultures. You see it in Germany. Women are getting raped on the streets because there's no real borders on how women are treated within some of these communities and religions.
The whole thing is disgraceful. It really is. The whole damn thing is a disgrace and an outrage. Given the fact that we started the problem, that may be what he's trying to convince us of, because even though he won't say it, the acknowledged reason for the problems over there are us, A, not doing anything strongly leadership-wise against Daesh, and B, going back even further than that, the mess in Iraq that we created, and before that, the mess the Europeans created in Iraq because they divvied it up without paying attention to the Kurds and the Shias and the Sunnis. All these tribal realities that nobody paid any attention to, which caused the beginning of the breakup.
He pushed out Assad in Syria, which created the whole thing to begin with.
He kind of started this vacuum with that red line.
It didn't begin there, but it is. But the And this goes back again to executive order, whether it's Barack Obama or whoever the next president is or whoever the last president was. At some point in time, it would seem to me, part of a constitutional convention is to understand that we have a representative form of government here, and if the job of the representatives is to represent the point of view of the people that they're serving, not to go off on some half-baked tangent because I want to do it. That isn't what it seems to me our country ought to be about. That's my feeling. 28 after the hour.
Lobster fever is hard to kick this time of year and definitely adds fun to scuba. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share the cure to keep your lobster season safe.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Lobster season for divers is an annual event. However, as fun as catching your own lobster dinner can be, a dose of lobster fever can easily distract you from the scuba basics like monitoring your air supply and situational awareness. So make sure you're comfortable and current with your scuba skills before adding another task like lobster hunting to the mix. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
Are you living with pain? So was Lisa, a brave Marine wounded in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers. I tried 1 hour pain relief, and now I'm pain-free all day without dangerous side effects. And it works in less than 1 hour.
Try it free for 1 week and pay only the shipping with no automatic shipments. Call 800-300-1083 right now or visit onehourpainrelief.com. That's 800-300-1083. 800-300-1083.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
The hour. I thought we had the. Are we supposed to use the talk radio countdown intro here, Richie? What's going on?
No, I can't. We use the regular music.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Later we use
that. Oh, it's later? Okay. All right, 34 after the hour now. The questions and the answers, we're going through the stories from Talkers Magazine as the folks there have done their research to find out what the top 10 items are in conversation on the News Talk Radio circuit, if you will, by listening to lots of stations and hosts. This is a good exercise. Just sort of back to fly into the Brad and Angelina thing, somebody made the point. This was sort of underscoring, this is beginning to bother me. Who alerted the FBI? They're on a private plane. So was it the pilot? Did we hear that it was the pilot?
Someone on the plane called down to the Minnesota airport. Someone on the crew witnessed whatever happened and called down to the Minnesota airport where they were about to land to refuel. And so from that point on, I guess it escalated. Maybe they eventually called the LAPD, and then the LAPD said, well, this happened in the air, so this has to go to the FBI. We're not sure exactly what the chain of events
could this be perceived as something that would be better for Angelina if she's trying to make it, because the when I saw some of the speculative entertainment stuff yesterday was that there's going to be a big fight about who gets the custody, which is what
this will be a piece of it. But don't forget, I mean, if he is beating up one of his kids, somebody better say something.
Well,
I mean, as much as I know that we like to keep these things private, and when they're not violent, I totally agree with you. If he was just yelling and acting crazy, fine. But the fact that if he actually laid hands, or someone thought they laid hands, he laid hands on his kids, you kind of have to say something. I mean, it's inappropriate.
It's true. And, you know, at least all these crews fly celebrities all the time. And discretion and privacy is a huge part of why these companies stay in business. If something must have really been surprising to someone on board, and I'm sure they spoke to someone else and got a second opinion in order for them to call the authorities. So something bad happened.
Yeah. And sometimes, depending on how it actually works, whether they own the plane and they have the same crew, or they rent the plane, that oftentimes is the case. These people will rent the plane from NetJets or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's three or four different companies that do it, and you pay for them. Either you buy a share of them, use it X number of hours a year, and the pilots work. Most of them are really, in my experience anyway, the people that fly these private jets are oftentimes the best pilots. They are getting paid better than if they work for the airline, and they also are more astute at getting in and out of situations that require some thinking. It's, you know, this is not about pilots. And listen, there are some situations, your hair, your skin would crawl if you knew. Well, I've talked to some pilots about things that have happened in the cockpit passenger plane never knew what happened, and they ought not to. But you know, there are some circumstances in which it's kind of like the police officer who's not trained well. You better hope that the guy who's flying that plane or the woman who's flying that plane has got some hours under his or her belt.
But you know, I think you're getting experience flight crews, like you mentioned. The people that go on to these jobs, these are really desirable jobs to fly celebrities
very
around.
Very good job.
You can think about the stuff that they see. I'm sure they see a ton of drugs. I'm sure they see a lot of underage stuff. I'm sure they see a ton of sex. Prince died almost on a flight, and they had to stop and, you know, resuscitate him. I mean, they see a lot of bad stuff happen on planes, but if that just kind of puts it in perspective. If this was that bad and that crazy for them to risk the fact that they're not going to get to carry Brad and Angelina around anymore, you got to respect that there's an investigation going on, because obviously it had to be that bad for the flight crew.
Where was Prince when he had to go down for, what state was he in?
I have a Prince expert in front of me. Do you know where Prince was?
I thought he was in Michigan, where he landed before he got home to Minneapolis.
And where were these guys when they landed?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah, we're looking to see where Prince was when he actually, like, you know.
I think he may be right. Maybe Michigan.
No. I think it was Illinois, actually.
Quad City is Illinois, Iowa, wherever the four states come together. Okay, let's keep moving here. Number six, I'm going to move right over this because
I'm
nauseous.
Well, tell us what it is.
The UN this week and all the posturing and take
President
more
Obama's last speech. Okay,
number five, the fellow John Stumpf.
Stump. I wonder if when he introduces himself, he's Stump.
Stump. I'm sorry, sir. I can't answer that. I'm Stump.
I have to wipe my face off from all the spit.
The Wells Fargo people, including this guy Stump, who's the CEO, got grilled by a bunch of congressmen. The answers were interesting. The story's interesting. But once again, what's Congress nosing around in this for? Haven't they got something better to do, like go home or go campaign? Or,
or not fix the country?
You when you see these hypocritical
This doesn't fix anything.
No, that's my point. They should just go on not fixing
things. Who gets to grill Congress when they make these kind of mistakes? How come nobody's questioning them? with this.
They would tell you, Congressman Terry, what's the Republican's name who grilled Hillary? Terry, somebody or other. What's that guy?
You're talking about Trey Gowdy?
Yeah, Trey Gowdy. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
You're just
him,
checking.
Him too.
Good old Terry Gowdy.
The way that he, not that it wasn't something that was appropriate, because there were a lot of things in there that were. I'd like to get answers to some of those questions too, even though I'm not in the same league with some of the people who just want to hang Hillary out by her toes. I think there were some interesting questions in that back and forth this week or whenever it was. So, but to continue to look, it's almost like these guys are auditioning for a job at NBC where they gotcha questions, right? We're gonna get you,
right?
Let's get them, and nothing comes.
They call them names,
theater.
And they get to tell them how vile they are.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah,
it's grandstanding. That's all it is.
They're all looking to have the make the clip of the evening news and have it go viral, and then they become an Insta celebrity. Yeah.
Make sure you vote for me. Okay, let's see. We got time for a break. Let's do one more before we have to take a minute or two. Syrian, the Middle East. I don't want to talk about that because it's all the same stuff. Number three, the terror attacks in New York and New Jersey.
Big story. How quickly we forgot
Minnesota.
That already.
I know. That was gone first of the week. Gone because of more shooting.
The protesters, yeah. The protester rioters
and
in Charlotte. And
Brangelina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that took care of that.
I think the interesting part about it, I mean, let's give this a little bit of love and attention here. This story is kind of a crazy one, but I think the takeaway here is that in the last, four attacks on American soil, the FBI has been aware of these people who have perpetrated the attacks. I'm talking about Saeed Farouk. I'm talking about Nidal Hassan, Omar Mateen. Now, this guy, Rahami, the FBI knew about it. The guy's dad actually talked to the FBI saying, yeah, I think my son's a terrorist. He's a pretty bad guy. It amazes me.
I love you too, Dad.
Yeah, I work in my chicken restaurant.
And I'm not criticizing the FBI. I think there's a lot of talented people who work for the FBI. But is it coming from the FBI not investigating further, a Department of Homeland Security, or is there an edict not to investigate because we don't want to jump on people's civil rights?
No, the edict of the FBI is let's go investigate Brad Pitt because that's more important.
I mean, what is the deal here? I mean, this is our most pressing issue from a security standpoint. It certainly isn't Brad. That should be investigated, but it's not the top priority. So how do we fix this? How do we start vetting people? We want to let more people in this country. Do we trust the government to fully vet the people that they want to bring in?
Nope.
I don't.
Well, they just made 800 people that were supposed to be deported citizens.
Yeah,
right. And they didn't fingerprint them. And these are people from terror hotbed zones. I mean, this is ridiculous.
See, I think that is more important. And if I'm looking at this list of stories, now I say this to the folks at Talkers, that fiasco, and that has been underreported like you wouldn't believe. And a lot of the axe grinders on right-wing talk radio are onto it. But in general conversation, because it sounds like it's an axe grind against the administration, this same kind of foolishness could take place whether it's a Republican or a Democrat.
Yeah, I don't care. I just want to know who's dictating it.
Well, this guy, Jay Johnson, why didn't he get fired?
Right.
Well, on the spot!
You know,
and
Jim Comey, too. I mean, as much as I thought he was a pretty stand-up guy, I mean, what I've seen from him lately has not been James Comey, the head of the FBI. I haven't been super impressed.
It's back to leadership. The guy who runs the IRS, they want to fire him because he's incompetent, and he was supposed to be sent in there to fix the problems. And the guy at Homeland Security is a complete nincompoop. Who'd you just say the guy?
Jim Comey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's another one. Where do we get these people?
The other thing is, if somebody is like flying back and forth to Afghanistan, and we know that based on their passport that they've been to Quetta, which is a big city in Pakistan, which believe me is not a garden spot. Like you're not going there to go walk through the gardens, right?
There's
you're
no
going there for training. There is no spa.
They have their own version of the La Brea.
There are no tar pits. This is nothing. I mean, there's nothing to see.
Jihad messages on Facebook.
How does that not get? How do you not get a further look? And I actually interviewed this guy who was a whistleblower that he worked for the Department of Homeland Security, and he came up with the database that identified these people and linked them when they came back in from these terror zones. They were told to stand down. And so he wrote a book about it because he was watching TV one day and he saw the San Bernardino terrorists and he's like, wait a second, I knew those guys. I red flagged them. I remember them. And he was told to stand down by higher ups at the Department of Homeland Security.
Good.
Unacceptable.
All right, 45 past the hour.
It's time for the biggest bridal sale of the season at David's Bridal, where you'll find the perfect dress for your style and your budget. Select wedding dresses, originally $300 to $600, are now just $99. Plus, take $100 off select designer wedding dresses and $20 off all bridesmaid dresses. Hurry in. This sale ends October 4th, only at David's Bridal.
Get the Kohl's now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid 9/15 through 9/25 in-store and online. Some exclusions apply. See storekohl.com for details.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry presents the Pandora Autumn Collection. Sterling silver charms, muted jewel tones, and luminescent pearls are just a few of the beautiful new jewelry pieces you'll find at the Pandora Boutique at Jared. It's a whole new way to shop for Pandora. Jared's specially trained Pandora experts will help you mix, match, and stack to create a look that's all you. The season's most gorgeous Pandora styles at the perfect place to find them. That's why she went to Jared.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Here's an announcement for anyone who wants health insurance, even if you miss the deadline. That's right. Don't worry if you miss the deadline for open enrollment. Right now, you can get the health insurance you and your family need. The Health Advisor toll-free helpline has been extended to help anyone who wants health insurance coverage now, or anyone who just needs a better plan or a lower price. Did you miss the Obamacare deadline? Have a baby? Get married or get dropped from your plan. Don't worry. Plans are available now. And in just minutes, we'll help you find the right plan that's best for you and your budget. Call the Health Advisor Helpline right now at 800-951-6921. The call is 100% free and the help is real. You can finally get health insurance that's right for you, even if you have pre-existing conditions or no insurance at all. But hurry and get covered before it's too late. Call 800-951-6921 now to find the best plan at the lowest price. Call 800-951-6921. That's 800-951-6921. 800-951-6921.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through September 24th, spend $50 a week on participating products at Rite Aid and earn 2,000 Plenty points worth $20 in savings. Visit RiteAid.com/RakenPoints for details.
All right, 48 after the hour. So I'm going to skip right to number one, the presidential race here for our conversation. And I'm not, the focus that I have on this are the new laws that will create unbelievable confusion on Election Day. 120 million Americans, voting rules changing by states and counties. Local politics messing things up. And the way people are registered, I just think that this is a complete federal disgrace, national disgrace. And the lawyers that are going to be at every poll, you realize the Republican and the Democratic Party have hired lawyers to be at polls so they can challenge people and their right to vote.
Well, and I think also they realize that it's going to be a lot closer than people thought it would be, especially in states like Ohio and in Florida and the places where that will determine the election and the outcome. And so, yeah, those people are going to be on standby because they want to make sure. Meanwhile, you have the story about the hacking of the emails at the White House, and they're saying about how they need to register new citizens before Election Day to get more votes.
We'll be right back.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Putty odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Wow. What an idea, what a concept. A TV show becoming a movie. Or maybe not. Maybe we'll do the Ghostbusters thing and make Magnum P.I. a female-focused, frontier-breaking television show. What do we think? Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, our movie moments. Every once in a while he likes to take us down that dark street to a television studio, and I guess that's where we're going here. All right, so we've got the theme for Magnum P.I.
Which, by the way, Victoria and I were just talking about it off air. This was one of the greatest TV themes of the 80s. Don't
that
you
was
know?
A great that was a great theme, really.
Yeah,
great.
Get y'all pumped up.
It was a good show, actually.
Yep.
It kind of put Tom Selleck on the map, didn't it? Or was he around
before
that?
Yeah,
no, it definitely defined him. Well, here's the story. I don't know if you know this, but Tom Selleck was the original choice to play Indiana Jones before Harrison Ford got that role. He had commitment to the Magnum P.I. TV series, so couldn't do it. Harrison Ford got that role. Tom Selleck has gone on ahead, you know, become very, very popular in the TV landscape. With Magnum P.I. and now Blue Bloods.
He's fabulous.
Yeah. You know, people love him.
He's fabulous in that role. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And frankly, I think that's an example of casting genius. The people who play those parts, how do you do the chemistry, whatever it is, you can say what you will about Bridget Moynihan, she never smiles, but there's something about that kid, Estes, that plays the youngest son, very charming, likable.
And don't forget Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie Wahlberg is perfect. It's almost Donnie Wahlberg's show.
Yeah, I think so, too.
It is. It's close between whether it's Selleck or whether it's Wahlberg, but they're certainly both likable characters, and that's the whole thing. That show has nothing but likable characters in it.
But here's the thing about ABC planning to reboot Magnum P.I. with a female lead. All that is just they want brand recognition. They don't want to foot the bill on a female-oriented detective show, so they want to attach the Magnum P.I. name to it. I mean, that character is synonymous with Tom Selleck, so I don't think
it doesn't work. It'll be a failure. It will be.
But I mean, look, tonight CBS is going to launch their MacGyver TV series.
Yeah.
Let's see how.
What's
that
on Rotten? Where's that getting on Rotten Tomatoes? What's it getting for reviews, Chucker?
I don't know. I didn't see the reviews. But
I think it's pretty bad. The trailer looks terrible. It looks like they just gave him bad early 90s hair, and that's it. Like,
you know, like I said before, almost anything on CBS does well in the ratings because the older folk can't change the remote.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, Chucker. I'm taking 10. You get 10 demerits for that comment. All right, let's, Richie, do we have to take a break here? Jump in.
Give it to Chucker. Go.
All right, Chucker. I'm looking at reviews of Chris Pratt, especially in Denzel Washington, who are in The Magnificent Seven. An unlikely character, one of the seven, is D'Onofrio. I mean, I just look at that and I think to myself, how does that work? But apparently, chemically, this is a good mix of people, but it's just so damn violent.
Ethan Hawke is also in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's tracking big, though. $44 million opening weekend. Yeah. That's what it's tracking in September. That's pretty impressive. And then there was news released yesterday. Denzel Washington is going to reteam with this same director for the sequel to The Equalizer. I was a fan. I don't know if you saw The Equalizer.
It's very
violent.
But
the character moments in that movie with Denzel Washington are awesome. I mean, he's really...
It's an excellent movie.
I've heard it was. I don't see it, though, because it was too damn... I don't want to see violence.
You wouldn't
like
be able to take it.
No. All right, I'd rather go back and see Bridget Jones again. That did better than expected, didn't it, last week, Chucker?
Last year it was disappointing. It did like 8.5 million. Here's one interesting story I want to bring up. You know, we talk about the international markets all the time on this spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sony Pictures and a Chinese company called Wanda confirmed a new production alliance in which this Chinese company is going to fund 10 to 15% of the financing for Sony's big tentpole movies to include Jumanji and that movie Passengers, which we talked about yesterday with Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, which tells you they are heavily involved.
Oh, they are.
In the movie
absolutely.
Because American movies are making a fortune in China. It's a huge market.
They opened up some new offices. I saw when I was in Santa Monica this week, a couple of Chinese production companies that opening up offices on every street corner over there. All right, Chucker, good man. Thank you. 59 past.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.